our observance of the holiest days of the year begins with today, Palm Sunday. Officially, it's known as Palm Sunday of the Passion of the Lord. It's a very rich liturgy and always a very popular one, as you can see. You might have had trouble even getting a place to park. The church advises the priests on this day to give a homily, but to give a short one. Long reading, short homily. The readings themselves give us very much to ponder. We've only been here for less than a half hour, and already we have heard both an account of Jesus' triumphant entry into the holy city and an account of his sorrowful passion, death, and burial. That's quite a journey from triumph. Hello? That's quite a journey from triumph to death. And perhaps that's more than enough to think about. One of the options in the lectionary says we could just observe a period of silence. But I'll share a few thoughts just to give some points to reflect on. First of all, I think we should be joyful and grateful to be here at all. Last time we were able to gather in person for Palm Sunday, or for Holy Week, was back in 2019, 3 years ago. In 2020, we were in the terrible lockdown due to the COVID-19. There were no public liturgies, there were no gatherings of any kind. Last year, 2021, just before Holy Week, we were suddenly locked down again. At that time, we called it ECQ. No public liturgies, no gatherings. Last year, even if we had been allowed to gather, we didn't have a church. This place was just a big construction site, remember? So we were having masses in the back there, which had nowhere near enough room. Even if we had a mass, if we respected all the spacing and everything, almost everybody would be out in the street. So let's be grateful that we can be here. This is the first Palm Sunday we can celebrate in this new church. Second point, Holy Week is not only about Jesus, it's about us. We enter into the Holy City with Jesus. We retrace his steps, his way of the cross. We're recalling real historical events of real people in a real place, Jerusalem. But there's more here than simply recalling historical events. This is not like recalling the fall of Bataan or the Edsa Revolution. We're recalling something that has importance today. After all, Jesus did not have to do what he did. He wasn't forced. He wasn't the victim of circumstances. He freely took on suffering for us who suffer. He freely died for us who are doomed to die. All of us suffer. All of us are burdened by sin. All of us are carrying a cross of one kind or another. All of us and all of our loved ones and everybody we know is burdened. Where can we find any hope in a world that is so full of suffering? We find it here, this week. Because the question that burdens us when we're suffering is, where is God? Why is he not doing something? And the amazing answer, which we are given this week, is that God is here, right in the middle of our experience of suffering. No one can say, God has abandoned me when I'm suffering, because Jesus suffered exactly what we suffered. He experienced being abandoned. My God, why have you abandoned me? No one can say that death has robbed us of all hope because Jesus died with us, for us. Our hope comes, our hope flows from the cross of Jesus Christ. So that's the second point, that This is about what's happening to us now, what's happening in Ukraine, what's happening in the hospital, what's happening in the heart of any suffering person. Lastly, I'd like to point out a lesson we can learn from the good thief. You know, there were two thieves crucified on either side of Jesus, and they represent all of us. They represent the two ways we can respond to suffering. We can choose to be bitter and blame God for all that he's not doing to save us, for not doing anything to save us, or we can choose what the good thief chooses. We can choose to humbly ask God to give us a share in what he is doing to save us. We can say, like the good thief said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." It's a beautiful prayer. It's a prayer of a suffering man who has hope. Where did he get the idea? He could say that. Where did he get the idea that he, a convicted criminal, justly condemned, could have any hope or for mercy? I think he got the idea from what he heard from Jesus himself when the three of them were first crucified. Remember what happened? They were all three crucified, and the very first thing Jesus says from the cross, the first of the seven last words, is something extraordinary. Words of mercy. He says, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." And when the good thief heard that, he realized forgiveness was available for him. "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." So the good thief humbly and boldly asked for a share in the kingdom. And what was Jesus' response? "Amen, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." The cross and paradise. This is something we can hold on to as we pass through Holy Week, something we can hold on to whenever we find ourselves sharing in the cross of Christ.